Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the... July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
We have officially settled into the fall spirit, but if part of you regrets not getting that splashy summer vacation, it's not too late. You can have one this week. My next guest believes you can make even your weekends feel more vacation-y. Host of the podcast About Progress, Monica Packer, is joining me to explain this idea. It's so great to see you.
Great to be back.
I love learning from Monica through Instagram. Even better to have you here
awesome.
In person today, sister. So thank you. What inspired your focus on this topic?
It was a forced interest of mine, I would say. I don't know if you're like me, but I've always been more of a doer. And this year, I have been humbled in my doing ways because we had our fifth kid, and it's taken me so long to get back in the swing of things, just even with what I can do in a typical day.
Yeah.
I've had to really figure out where my identity lies outside of productivity. Mm. So, like, in the middle of this adjustment, I was watching some stories of my friend Jansen Bradshaw. She's on Everyday Reading on Instagram, and her community was talking about this idea in a book they read. It's Happier Hour by Cassie Holmes. And the idea is you make your weekends a vacation. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, that sounds really intriguing to me right now because I am in this place of not being able to be productive. So how can I actually learn how to rest and recuperate? So I invited Jansen on my show, and long story short, she and I have both been working on this for months and our communities. So we have a lot of tips to share because it really is possible.
Isn't that an interesting notion, though, to learn to rest?
I know.
That as a doer, as a go-getter, which most women, I think, could put themselves in this file category, we have to learn to rest.
I don't know what it is about that, but it has been a big life lesson for me.
I believe it. So let's talk about how we can make our weekends feel more vacation-y. First, you say we need to evaluate.
Okay, so this is actually Jansen's great tip to start with. You got to gather some information first. And here you need to think about what is not working for you. Are you so busy that you are stressed? Are you running ragged? Are you not connected to people in your own home? Are you feeling a little bit directionless? So maybe you're feeling stuck, even like listless a bit. So evaluate what's not going well for you.
From there, we move to feelings.
Okay, so people might think, why am I talking about feelings when I'm just wanting to feel like I'm on a vacation?
Yeah.
It's less about what you're doing, and it's how those what you're doing makes you feel on vacation.
I believe this so much.
Yeah, so think about, why does it feel good when you're on vacation? Is it because you feel like you're relaxed? Are you feeling rejuvenated? Do you feel connected? Are you having fun? Start with the feelings.
Okay, from there, we're gonna discover doable ways, I imagine, to work those feelings into our Saturday, Sunday.
So now that we have information on what's not working and how we wanna feel, then we come up with ways we can incorporate that into our typical weekend without having to necessarily go on vacation. So if you wanna feel more connected, maybe you're taking a walk with your family. If you wanna feel adventurous, maybe you go somewhere new that's local. Like this weekend, my family and I just walked around Westminster campus yesterday, and it was free. It just took like an hour, but it was so nice. We got connected. We had something adventurous and fun and relaxed and right by where we live.
Do you know the two words that come to mind as I'm listening to this fabulous idea, which I fully endorse? One is permission, like giving yourself permission to feel those things that otherwise would be a luxury or a vacation perk. Mm-hmm. And the other is purpose. Like you gave a Sunday stroll purpose, and that probably weighted your heart more heavy toward joy and happiness and vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's more about
vibe.
Intention.
Okay. Yeah. Finally, we're going to find moments for those weekend win.
So for people who want to do this and they're kind of getting overwhelmed because they're like, I can't spend money. I can't go and take a lot of time away from my responsibilities. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You start by just trying to create a weekend win. And that's just a moment where you have that feeling that you do when you're on vacation, whatever that is. And even if you have one, then you have done it right.
You've checked the box.
Yeah, you've done it.
Oh, I love this concept so much. If someone feels overwhelmed by this idea, Monica, where do you encourage them to start first?
A good way to start is to borrow an idea that Jansen volunteered and come up with a tradition on how you begin the weekends. So this can be a Friday cookie date after everyone's home from school and work is done, or maybe you do a pizza night or a game night. any way that's easy and doable, but it brings in those feelings that you want, and it's set and forget. Like, you don't have to keep trying to come up with something
it's
each
planned,
time.
You don't have to think about it, but it kickstarts this vibe that
it
we want more
of. It creates the zone, or the mode, rather, of what you want for vacation.
Where can viewers find more from you, Monica?
I'm a podcaster, so they can come to my podcast, About Progress, and they can follow me on Instagram at About Progress, and Jansen as well, at Everyday Reading.
We'll link you to all those accounts and conversations from our website, so you have an easy connection point cheering you on in this narrative. Thank you so much for sharing.